Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Rick Haro is our sports business and legal insider on the bench on CBS Sports Radio. He's out in Northern California drag racing at Sonoma.
Yeah, not really drag racing. I'm tasting the wine and then trying to limp home. The IndyCar Championship is this weekend, and so I'm making believe that I know what I'm doing here. They've got a big deal with Group 1001 and Zach Veach and EverFi, and then they've got the championship, and it's pretty big time here because the Andretti guys are competing against others, and they have a lot of events at the various wineries. So I've got to do it just to make sure that I can report faithfully to you on a weekly basis.
What was that movie? Do you remember with Giamatti where he and his buddy were in Napa drinking Sideways? Do you remember that movie?
I remember that movie.
Right.
Then I don't remember what. Was it some winery somewhere?
Well, no, they were in Napa just drinking wine for like the entire movie and then having, just relationships go down the drain left and right and misery and all kinds of just getting hammered and losing women. And it was craziness. And those two clowns were crazy. That's what you are doing right now. You're like the guys in Sideways out there in Napa Valley rolling. Now tell me about this Zach Veach deal with EverFi and what it's doing for classrooms across the country.
It's kind of cool. It's a STEM program, and the courses are dealing with the technology. He leverages while piloting the race car. Group 1001 is underwriting the program. Intersection of sports and education bring positive social change. So Zach's the perfect role model for kids. He's a rookie that's been consistently in the top 10, 15 in the IndyCar racing this year. And the understanding of math and engineering to teach kids basically what it is to be an Indy driver, because it's a lot more technical than people know it is. And it, by the way, you realize that 80% of the nation's fastest growing careers require skills from one or more STEM fields. So all of the STEM stuff is being very important, from sponsoring golf tournaments to the race stuff. That's a big deal for philanthropy these years.
I believe that. So now that the NFL season has kicked off, unrest at the top of its broadcast partner companies doesn't help Roger Goodell. Why does the ouster of Les Moonves for all of his allegations of sexual harassment and everything else that you can name, how does that affect Roger Goodell? I mean, obviously the games are on CBS, but won't that be business as usual?
Yeah, of course it's business as usual, but it's just another one of those last paragraphs that everybody puts in that talks about how the NFL somehow is immoral and not working right. And to me, the more we get on the stuff that happens on the field and the less who stands and who doesn't for the national anthem, it's better. I think, it's interesting. I was at that game, the seven-hour game, the Dolphin game, and I was in the suite. Why did they tell me during the lightning storm to grab a two iron and go down in the middle of the field and hold it up? Well, what are they telling
me? Yeah, I'm a little surprised. Why did you stay for that whole game? Did you really?
Yes, and I wanted to be part of the longest game in NFL history, which is an asterisk. I'm not sure they want to, do they really count it as 7 hours and 13 minutes? Yes. So, and it's just to hang around during that time, and then it becomes toughing it out and watching all the other games on TV. But it was a long 7 hours. But the Miami Herald, they write a story about who's standing and who's sitting for the national anthem. I think we're at the point now where people don't care.
So $175 million will change hands between the haves and have-nots in college football with these early season slaughters they serve up?
Yeah. And frankly, there are teams like Miami have that turn out for us, right? But so, you don't play the pigeons and you play your big game. And if you lay an egg, then you go from 8th to 21st. But the Arkansas State deal, for example, they collected $1.7 million to get killed by Alabama, Western Michigan $1.2 million for Michigan, and on and on and on. And you can't say it's wrong, because that's $175 million to basically fund programs that otherwise wouldn't be able to get that money, and that helps Title IX and everybody else, but they're not fun to look at.
So Rick Haro now clearly in the vineyard with his phone. I don't know what's happening now, but you don't sound good. The Raiders, are they going to leave the Bay Area sooner than expected with all the lawsuits that are going on?
Yeah, it is possible. And you know what's going to happen too? time they don't get a really good crowd, and every time the Oakland City Commission says, we're not going to spend any money for upkeep, how about San Diego State's facility? How about Sam Boyd Stadium in Vegas, 35,000? Well, StubHub Center is open for the Chargers. They don't like it, but it's better than nothing. So look for them to negotiate out of next year on the way to the new stadium in Vegas.
The Colin Kaepernick Nike ad, people can say whatever they want about it. Nike closed today at 83.47, an all-time high for the company. I guess they're doing fine, thank you.
They're doing fine. Need a statement. And everybody that got pissed off and wants to burn sneakers are all burned. They're not going to burn more. And I think at the end of the day, Kaepernick is going to come off as a statesman, even though this probably is not going to be a big deal 2 or 3 years from now. I did a little thing in Canada with TSN, and they were saying that there are some rumors that the Canadian Football League might be interested in Kaepernick because he's better than Manziel, his style is better for the CFL, and nobody at the NFL is going to sign him. Interesting.
The Cardinals have a new deal with State Farm.
Yeah, it's going to be a 2.3. It's going to be a deal that's going to be a lot of money. We don't know exactly how much it is, but let's remember that the 20-year, $175 million deal over the lifetime is for the Phillips Arena in Atlanta. And so now we have a deal that's happening at the same week with an 18-year deal for replacing University of Phoenix at the stadium in Arizona. So you got two big deals in two big cities a week apart.
So they got the Phillips Arena is turning into State Farm Arena, and then the University of Phoenix football in Glendale is now going to be the State Farm Stadium for the Arizona Cardinals. So the group from Seattle set to present the NHL Executive Committee next month about expansion. That's all happening. Seattle's getting an NHL team.
Yeah, most probably. The deal done. We all knew that the arena was the only reason why Seattle wouldn't get NBA or NHL, and now it's such a great market. I think that the NHL wanted to act quicker. $650 million expansion fee, Ackerley, Hanauer, the Amazon CEO, and also Celtics minority owner David Bonderman, who's involved with the group. So big time names, and the NBA wants to come back in Seattle, but they may have to wait now as the second fiddle to the NHL. Seattle probably will go from 2 to 4 major league teams in the Big Four almost overnight.
So the NHL's added new on-ice, 4 of them, advertising positions in the corners for NHL teams this year. Just more ways to make money with the space.
Yeah, same space, but they've decided that they get 20 to 25 minutes of exposure per game if they add some new things and they get the television cameras to cover it. And so all of these teams are going to get more money. The big focus with Gary Bettman now, though, is the 8 teams that have not played an outdoor game to make sure that they play in a Winter Classic or something like that in the next 2 or 3 years.
The Magic are building an all-in-one entertainment complex that they're going to start building, I guess, next year. What's that about?
250-storeroom luxury hotel, 300-unit residential tower, 80,000 square feet of space, retail space, and otherwise. The CEO says this is a big deal in the 8.5-acre district in downtown Orlando. It's a tribute to DeVos, who just passed, one of the original owners of the Magic. But that's not why they're doing it. They're doing it because downtown Orlando is expanding, and they obviously want to take advantage of it.
Tech Top stories. Nike has revealed its first soccer shirt and also happens to have a tech product. How about this? They also have PSG in Paris, I guess, they're outfitting.
Yeah, and they're doing a lot of different stuff. This Kinect technology, New Jersey, the scannable tag built into the bottom, and an app for fans' phones. They're bringing it all together. So shirts now are becoming a very important part of the technical stuff, not just for the players, but for the fans. Oh, it's cool.
So the NFL kickoff saw Buffalo Wild Wings unveil a new partnership with DraftKings. I love it how everybody's getting in bed with the gambling people.
Yeah, but you can't just say you can have gambling in your restaurants. 600 weekly winners is fine, and fantasy is great. But if they want to tie into the gambling that the states are now regulating with the leagues and the teams, they got to pay a pretty penny for it. Although Buffalo Wild Wings is the first one to say, yeah, we want to be the first retail restaurant to do it, so don't put it past them. system.
Power of sports. Major League Baseball is starting a thing again with Childhood Cancer Awareness Day. I love that. And how about the A's bringing attention to ALS, which is crucial?
$150,000 check for ALS Awareness Day. ALS Awareness Day. Stand Up to Cancer for Major League Baseball. They have a big deal that they did two Fridays ago on ABC. So bottom line is baseball doing very well at knowing how to raise a lot of money for charity very quickly.
Canes, will they win and cover in Toledo?
Yes, it'll be 35-22. And they better start this guy, Nicosi Perry, pretty soon, don't you think?
Yeah, it's starting to look that way. So far, I don't even want to talk about the LSU game. Rick, have a great time out in Napa Valley. It sounds like you're in Italy.
Yeah, I know. But, hey, there's
hold on. Mafia, play the thing. Wah, wah, wah. Here's what you sound like. Listen, Rick, this is what you sounded like all night on our air. Here you go. That's what your phone sounded like tonight.
That's better than I'm normally sounding. That's great.
Yeah, usually you sound like someone smothering you with a pillow.
Yeah, I know, but unsuccessful, though. They've tried. Many people have tried. Nobody's succeeded.
All right, Rick. Thanks for coming on the bench.
All right, man. I'll see you next week.
All right, Rick Haro, our sports business and legal insider on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.